You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, streaming at kplu.org. Settling ground is affecting the Alaskan Way Viaduct and Pioneer Square buildings in Seattle. Now we've learned a First Avenue water main might also be a casualty of the sinking. Engineers think it's a result of work to rescue the tunnel machine known as Bertha, but the likely culprit isn't actual digging. KPLU Health and Science reporter Gabriel Spitzer is live in our studio to explain how it works. And Gabe, Bertha hasn't been digging for more than a year, so why are we hearing about all this settling now?
The first thing to know about the soil settlement is that it's not because of some kind of underground collapse or vibrations or that kind of work. In fact, it's probably not a direct result of the deep bore tunnel at all. Instead, it's probably due to this access pit that they've been digging down from the surface in order to pull up big chunks of the tunneling machine and repair it. Now, in digging that pit, they have to drain some of the groundwater out so that the water pressure doesn't build up underneath and blow mud up through the bottom of that access pit. So that dewatering is probably what is behind the settlement.
Well, how does pumping out the groundwater lead to the sinking?
So if you go down there and you dig a hole, before too long, you're going to hit water. You hit the groundwater because it's sitting on top of the bedrock along with the soil. Soil in water is buoyant. It's buoyed up and it weighs less than it would otherwise. It's just like you would weigh less if you were to go into a swimming pool than you normally would. If you walked into a swimming pool up to, you know, water up to your neck, say, and you put a scale on the swimming pool floor, you'd weigh a lot less than you normally do, maybe about half as much. If then you began to drain the water from the swimming pool, as the water went down, you'd see the needle on your scale go up. Because more of you is out of the water, that means you weigh your normal weight. So the same thing happens with this deep down dirt. As the water's drained out, the dirt weighs more and it sort of squishes down on itself. And even really tightly packed dirt, if it compresses just a tiny, tiny bit over the course of, you know, thousands of feet of depth, it adds up to an inch or an inch and a half at the surface.
So we know a lot of that ground is made of fill and other material that might not be so stable. Is that a factor?
Probably not, because this settlement is happening in those deep down soils, which is fascinating because this is stuff that has already been squashed down really, really tight by 2,000-3,000 feet of ice during the last glacial period. So it just goes to show you that even that tightly compacted soil can compact a little bit more when you pull the water out, and that's having effects at the surface on buildings, the viaduct, and as we've heard now, the water main infrastructure.
All right, Gabe, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kirsten.
KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer reporting live this morning.